Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, and more. Black power to my people. This is definitely your brother, your soldier in arms, comrade in battle, it's Sean Kwali. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live with you once again from right here in the hills and the smells of North America. As always, I count this a big privilege. I count this an honor. I count this a joy. I count this the best of blessings to be able to broadcast live with you from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio. We've been gone for a little bit. As we've been in the field, we've been working, we've been mobilizing, we've been organizing. Anytime you don't hear from us talking about the new Black Panther Party, we ain't sitting around somewhere watching Basketball Wives or somewhere with our feet kicked up. We're somewhere working, organizing, and building. And we have invited you here tonight to be a part of this radio rally. It's a radio rally tonight where you will hear from the top leadership, some of the top, the cream of the crop, the baddest of the bad, the boldest of the bold. Of the leaders and teachers and strugglers, freedom fighters, soldiers, black nationalists, pan-Africanists, warriors in the new Black Panther Party and the black nation. It's important that you tune in because there are a lot of things coming up ahead in the, down the pike and up the road, but it's important that you tune in because we will hear from our national chairman, the attorney at war, a man whose spirit I come to you in and represent to you, our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. He's going to be giving you, up you mighty nation, you can accomplish what you will. He said, where there's a will, there is most definitely a way. Where there is a will, there is most definitely a way. And so for those of you right now who might be feeling the economic pinch, you might be feeling the political pinch, you might be feeling the social crunch, hell, you might have a problem in your relationship. You might have a problem on the job or whatever the situation is. This is going to be the message for you. But more importantly, if you are having a crunch in your revolutionary career and you may have lost a little steam and the trials and tribulations of the world may have taken a little wind out of you, knocked the breath out of you, knocked the fight out of you, this is going to be the message for you because we're going to remind you that where there is a will, there is a way. Where there is a will, there is a way. There is no obstacle that is too strong that can overcome the will and those who have a mindset for revolution, which is complete constructive change. There is no obstacle. Every obstacle can be overturned and uprooted and its path and progress be rejected. And so we come to you in the spirit of all of our ancestors, the God of our forefathers and foremothers who answers to many different names, the black God of our forefathers and foremothers. We come to you in the spirit of all the freedom fighters, all the warriors, all the strugglers, all of those who have took lives and gave lives and sacrificed, some even paying the ultimate sacrifice given their lives for the liberation and salvation of the black nation. We come to you in the spirit of a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man, 100% black man, unrelenting, uncompromising with the enemy, who said his purpose and his mission on this planet is to give this white man hell from the cradle to the grave, to give your oppressor the hell that your oppressor has given you for the last 6,000 years and continues to give you to this very hour that we talk right now. I'm talking about the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, giving honor to all of the Panther comrades from every regiment from the 60s on down, giving honor to the Black Liberation Army, BLOD, the BLA, giving honor to MOVE, giving honor to all of the freedom fighters and strugglers, even the indigenous freedom fighters and strugglers. This is most definitely Black Power Radio. You have not tuned into the Democratic Convention Radio. You have not tuned into the Republican Party Radio. This is New Black Panther Radio. So we tell you to buckle your safety belt. We tell you to sit back and sit back tight. Get in low. We tell you to get close to your radio, get close to your phone, get close to your computer, get close to your internet, and damn near put it all the way up to your ear. Because everything that you're going to hear tonight is going to recharge your Black Power battery. Everything that you're going to hear tonight is not going to be mixed up and fixed up and diluted and whitewashed. We're not going to be talking about white bunny rabbits, white Easter eggs, or white Santa Claus. We're going to be talking about a Black Power General. We're going to be talking about an attorney at war, a black man. We're going to be talking about a new Black Panther Party. And so if you don't have your friends, if you don't have your neighbors, if you don't have your dog, your cat, your goldfish listening right now, I give you a few minutes. I give you a few minutes to get it in and get it right, because we're going to bring on a brother who's down there in Florida. He's down there in Florida right now giving these devils hell. He's down there, black boots, stomping the grounds of Florida. You've seen this man. You've seen him on CNN. You've heard him on the radio broadcast plenty of times before. You know his work. We're talking about Brother Mikhail Muhammad. We're going to also hear from another man that's down there with him, a part of what we call the Black Power Movement. That's some brothers and sisters who may be in another organization, but they understand what this black nationalism is all about. They understand what cooperative economics is all about. They understand what cooperative work and effort is all about. We're talking about Brother James Muhammad, the scientific James Muhammad, who will be coming taxiing in the runway to light your black power battery. We're also going to hear from a brother out of Newark, New Jersey, who is a part of the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition, and he is a warrior in the streets. He's always on the front line. He happens to be the number one salesman of our new Black Panther paper, the last edition that came out. We're going to see if he takes the crown this year. Word is our national chairman said that Minister Imam Akbar, National Minister of Justice, got it right now. We hope I can hold on to the crown, but we don't know how long. So this is our brother, this is Brother Sharif. He's coming out of Newark, New Jersey. Sharif Maloney, Newark, New Jersey, frontline soldier. You're going to be hearing from him. You're also going to be hearing from another frontline soldier. Frontline soldier out of New York, coming out the East Coast again. New York City. Brother that you've seen, he's been there securing Brother Trayvon Martin's parents. He's been there in the streets grinding with the people. He's been up and down the road making his way to D.C. to make sure he got his new Black Panther paper. I'm talking about our brother, Brother Shah, also known as Brother Francois, Brother Shah out of New York. He's going to taxi the runway. Then you got another long-standing line of freedom fighters and warriors, not just brothers, but the sisters as well. You got from right here in Louisville, Kentucky, coming up out of St. Louis, Missouri, you got our national assistant, a sister who has been in different formations, made her way to the new Black Panther Party, has been giving this devil hell of an organizing day and night to make sure things go right and to make sure that our National Central Committee and our national chairman have what they need. I'm talking about our national assistant, Sister Amira Sankofa. Then we go down into Atlanta, GA. We go down to where it seems like every street is named Peachtree Street because we're bearing good fruit. We go down into Atlanta, GA, and hear from a sister who had served in different formations, made her way into the new Black Panther Party, and rose up now as the leader in charge and the Queen Commander there in Atlanta, GA, talking about Queen Commander Nadia Shakur. We're also going to hear from hopefully our National Minister of Defense, a brother who was well-trained, well-educated, a student of revolution, a student of black power, a student of military tactics, a student of self-defense and how to thwart and overthrow your enemy in the best of manners, in the righteous manner, first overthrowing the enemy in our own minds. I'm talking about our National Minister of Defense, a man who is free from the bars and free from the concentration camps of the white man, now on the streets to give up the beast hell again. We're talking about Brother Minister of Defense, National Minister of Defense, Brother DK. We also want to hear from our National Minister of Justice, a man who I told you was the number one salesman right now as it stands in the black nation, right now as it stands in the black nation and with the new Black Panther Party. This man who has been around, a man who has worked on many fronts, working for Iman Jamil Alameen and so many others, a man who has rallied the cry of revolution and black power all throughout the hills and smells of North America, a man who is one of the, so what you would call a companion, one of the companions of our national chairman, who wherever you see him, you know you're going to see this man. We're talking about our National Minister of Justice and Law, a man who's going to bring it to you straight with no chaser, Iman Akbar, Bilal, Kareem. We want to hear from all of these fire starters and even more. And then the second quarter, as I told you, we're going to bring our national chairman in, and behind that, we want to open up for the questions and answers. I know there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of stuff going online, a lot of stuff coming across your cable screens. Well, this is your opportunity now to question the man who is in the center of it all. This is the man who is in the eye of the storm. This is the man who is guiding the new Black Panther Party to greater heights than what even was previously known, as great as it was. We're talking about our national chairman. That's going to be at the end. And so I'm here to tell you, for everybody who gets on the line, don't you be weak. You better come strong, and you better let the new Black Panther Party, cadre, and the black nation hear you. You got to sound off, and you got to make them to understand what's going on. And so without any further delay, because we're almost right there by 15th minute of the hour, I want to bring on the first brother I told you about, the brother who's down there in Jacksonville, Florida, a brother who is our regional representative and chairman down there in Jacksonville, a man who said that we must see justice by any means in the case of Trayvon Martin, and he's continuing to keep the fire on, and now he's organizing even for the National Day of Action and Unity. Number four, I want to bring on strongly, and we still got him. Yeah, we still got him. I want to bring on strongly. Look like we lost him, though, after such a great, great introduction. Well, listen, Brother Mikhail Muhammad, you got the call right on Black End. Got to call right Black in. So I want to do this first. We're not going to waste no time. He's going to call right Black in. I want to go ahead and move right on into our brother James Muhammad. Now, Brother James Muhammad, as I told you, is a part of the Black Power Movement. He is a brother who is a member of the Nation of Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He is a brother who is not content with sitting around and, as we say, bean soup sciencing and pontificating over everything. He's a black man that's in the streets. He's a black man that is working. He's a black man that is standing up and organizing for the people. I want to bring right before you right now our brother James Muhammad, who's going to rally you and give you the black power cry of freedom and justice and equality. Black power. Brother James.
Black power. Black power.
Yes, sir. Black power, my brother. Go right ahead.
All praise due to Allah. Brothers and sisters, I know we have people on this line with different denominations and different faiths. You can be whatever you want to be. That's one of America's slogans. No matter how you put it, you're still black. No matter how you put it, you're still black. So
that's
that
right.
That I'm a Greek in the words that I come in from my teacher, my guy, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, I'd like to say, first of all, I'd like to Thank you a lot for coming to person, the Master Prophet Muhammad, giving us the honorable life of Muhammad, honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, and every brother and sister out here who's striving in this battle, in this war, to do what's right and to stand upright and to fight and build a nation. I'd like to greet you this morning, because evening, actually. Morning may be in some parts of the world. If you're in Africa, it's morning. I'd like to greet you in the words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Brother James, fire the people up, black man.
Black power. Black power. Black power. The new Black Panther Party, brothers and sisters. The new Black Panther paper. The new Black Panther paper, just like with the nation, is the number one ministry to our people. We will talk very clearly, those of you who understand from the Nation of Islam, that a people who never treated you right won't teach you right. So you go to public schools and you learn about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry and the American flag. And you learn all these things about Thanksgiving, the 4th of July. I didn't say the 4th of July, I said the 4th of July. You learn about all these things, but you never learn about being black. So our brother has put out the new Black Panther paper, America's fastest growing black national newspaper. It's got the ballot of the bullet. It's that year, the ballot of the bullet. I don't want to be long, but I want to be strong. I want to make my words plain. Brothers and sisters, I talked to Dr. Malik, our chairman this weekend, and Brother Akbar, our brothers in Washington. Like, man, this is not a time to sleep. The enemy is working. The enemy has a plan. They plan, and we know that God planned, but God is the best of planners. I'm taught very clearly, you must do something for yourself. So if you don't have this black power, this Black Panther newspaper in your city, and you're not making money for your own organization, you're not doing something for self. I told Brother Sean earlier, I said, I'm just going to make my message plain. As part of the new Black Power movement, as part of the Black Panther Party, as part of the Black Panther educators, and just being a black man here in the hells of North America, we're in a hell of a predicament. And if you're sleeping and you're going to work, you're on your job, I know some of y'all received those texts I sent out this weekend. You thought it was Dr. Khaled Revive. You thought he had come back walking up out the grave. He said, good God Almighty, brother said, I got to get this paper else. Say, I got to get this paper, I'm going to be sat down. I got to get this paper, I just don't know. Brothers and sisters, those of you on this line, I want to make this message real plain, real short and brief. First of all, we give our time, we give our energy, we give everything there is, including blood, sweat, and tears for this devil. As Malcolm said, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you give it for this white man. Why do you love this devil? Because he gives you nothing. He gives you nothing but hell from the cradle to the grave. He gives you hell day in and day out. You go to work from sun up, from sundown. Some of you there at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. And you still don't get respect. Here we are with the new Black Panther paper. I said, Dr. Malik, I have to say it, Doc. I knew you were going to talk about it. But when a man give you a call and he says, rise up, it's time to go to work. This white man called you not late to his job. You're not late at lunchtime. You're not late when you pay his bills. He don't respect you. He don't love you. He don't care about you. But why do we love him? Because he don't give us a damn thing. Excuse me, Brother Sean. It may not sound right mentioning the spiritual word with the truth, but hell, the truth is going to set us free. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if people never treated you right, won't teach you right. So we've never been taught. So today and yesterday, this paper reached the hands in the southern region of brothers and sisters who are striving this mission. There's some Negroes right now who say that the Black Panther Party, the Black Power Movement, our work and our efforts and Trayvon is leading our people down a path of destruction. Well, I say this message and this mission that Doctor has us on, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, is going to give you life.
Yes, sir. We got 1 minute, black man, 1 minute. Let's go.
with the so-called American Negroes, you're at a time now. Just everybody in on this line, you're at a time now where you must decide on life or death. The world that you know, the world that you have known is on its way out. It wishes to carry you and me with it. But I believe with the work of the new Black Panther Party, with the work of the Black Power Movement, and our friends, and our friends in our nation, and our friends of Farrakhan, I believe that it will not. I believe that you got to come and follow this right path, Black man. You got to wake up and do something for yourself. It's time, Black man. I guess the words I leave you with, Brother Sean, is this nation time.
Yes, sir.
This nation time. We have to organize, yes, and mobilize like we have never analyzed the situation before. There ain't no big eyes and little you. It's,
yes,
not,
sir,
about half title. Trayvon is only the tip of the iceberg, the hell that these people are planning.
Tip of the iceberg.
Plotting. Brother,
yes,
and sister,
sir,
it's time. Wake up. Accept your own. If anything I leave you with, accept your own and be yourself.
There
and
it
yourself
is.
For the righteous Black man and woman. You're not
there
to
is.
Do for yourself. Thank,
thank
you, Brother
James. Thank
leave
you so
team.
Much.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam, Black Power. Brothers and sisters, there you have it. That's the first spark. That's the first spark in the stick of dynamite. That's Brother James Muhammad coming right now. Fresh black behind Brother Jane. We're still in the sunny state of Florida. We're still getting our Florida oranges in us. We're still getting our Florida sun and that beach in us. We're going right now, right to Jacksonville. Once again, this is our regional representative there, Brother Mikhail Muhammad. You got 2 minutes. Let's go, Black man.
2 minutes?
Mikhail Muhammad, you want to go right ahead.
Black Power, do you hear me, Brother Sean?
Black Power, we can barely hear you. Can you speak up some, sir?
Okay, Black Power, do you hear me well?
Still kind of low. You got to scream this one out.
I'm going to call you on another number, brother.
All right, we're moving fast. Call me right black, right quick, double time. Mikhail Muhammad having them technical difficulties. Let's keep it moving. We're going right now to our National Minister of Defense. This is our National Minister of Defense, Brother D.K. Brown. Brother D.K., Black Power, sir. Brother D.K., Black Power, you are a black man, National Minister of Defense. Your mic's open. If I have any technicals, we'll keep it moving. We'll come back to D.K. Let's go right back to our National Minister of Justice. Brother, you got 2 minutes, Minister Email Akbar, Bilal Kareem, Black Power.
Black Power to you and to
Black
the
Power.
Audience. We've been here in Washington, D.C. at the headquarters of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And over this weekend, our beloved chairman, the attorney at war, Malik Zulu Shabazz, and this warrior, he is a warrior lawyer, but I am a warrior for the cause of Black Revolution as your Minister of Justice. And we have been about the work of saying, up ye a mighty nation, you can accomplish what you will. But we have been doing the work of being down in the valley of the dry bones. And some of them are the dead dry bones, as did our forerunner Ezekiel, who went about the work of gathering the dry bones. But in this hour, beloved brothers and sisters, we have to begin to build a mighty nation.
1 minute.
Scripture, an exceedingly great army, a great army in this hour to fight the opposition. There's been no prophet who has been raised before us who did not come in the midst of bloodshed. Many blacks, as Malcolm said, they want the bloodless revolution. But the path of revolution now, you see no prophet came that they did not shed blood. But we must understand today we need a strong black nation, but we also need the operation of a strong black military to support the cause of the leadership of the black nation, our attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. So in this hour, we can accomplish what we will, but we must exercise our will to fight for the cause of the people, and we the people demand black revolution in this hour. We
yes, sir.
Answer.
That's your 2 minutes.
As we saw our brother James Muhammad over the weekend, as we saw our brother of New Jersey and New York, Brother Zaid Muhammad, who came in as a minister of culture and took many of the Black Panther newspaper to come on to the people in New Jersey up the East Coast, to bring them there to Atlanta with James Muhammad, to bring
all
them
right.
all into Florida.
That's your 2 minutes, black man. Get your black powers.
Black power to the black power nation, and we pray that Almighty God will continue to bless every black man, woman, and child to rise up for the black revolution. Thank you again. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Wa alaikum salam, black power. Thank you so much. That's the National Minister of Justice, Imam Akbar Balakri. Let's go right now. We got him working, our National Minister of Defense, Brother D.K. Brown. Black power, sir. 2 minutes.
Black power, family.
Black power. 2 minutes. Go right ahead. Fire the troops up, black man.
Black power, family. First and foremost, I just want to say I appreciate the national leadership for doing the work that they're doing as a whole, all the brothers, not just in Florida, but everywhere. But I want to advise the people that right now is the time for us as a people, as a nation, and as a family to start preparation. When I say preparation, I don't mean getting your guns right, getting your mind right. I mean getting your money and your funds right. And at the same time, start supporting the movement, not just with your mouthpiece, not just with your lips, financially, buy this paper, push this paper. Let's get out here and get to our propaganda and our word to our people. And on a defensive note, let's come together and do some training. When I say some training, I ain't just talking about weapons and guns. Let's set it right for your mind, your family. You know, we gotta let this beast know that we're growing and not just in numbers. You know, we're growing and not just in shit that they read about us in the paper. Let them know that we're growing and forming a new class of people and a new class of Panther. When I say a new class of people and a new class of Panther, I mean it's bigger than the beret. It's bigger than the 12 gauge. We got a massive army that's prepared to move out by any means, on any subject, any situation, any city, any area, any topic, at any time. So this is what we have to prepare ourselves for. And I'm asking everyone that's listening to support us, the national leadership, in developing and building every city that's around your city, if not in your city, so that when it's time for us to do this work, we don't have to make no excuses. We can get on the ground, get the jobs done, do great work just as we've been doing. Black power.
Black power, black power. Let me move quickly. Let me see if this is Brother Shaw here. Every call 347-844. Looking for Brother Shaw, black power. You on the air? Nah, Brother Shaw. Let's keep it moving. Let me go quickly right now to Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, GA, with Sister Nadia Shakur. You got 2 minutes. Five the truth. Black power.
Black power, black power. In the spirit of revolution, in the name of my ancestors, I want to send out black power salutes and bulletproof love to the nation. I want to let everybody know what I mean by black power. I mean the ability to give back the power to our people to control our own destinies. Because too long have our cries been unanswered while this parasitic power structure grows fat off the usurpation of the world, you dig? So it's time for us to go ahead and take down this obese style beast, because they're no longer functioning under the illusion of democracy. Therefore, we can no longer function under the delusion of compliance through denial or fear or cowardice. Black power means our history started before slavery. So it's time for us to rise up and be kings and queens again and manifest our destiny, manifest greatness. So I'm calling out for black power and revolution in the spirit of all oppressed people. And Atlanta, Georgia is ready to stand up and rise up. Atlanta chapter is full of Black Panther power, Panther pride, and we ready to discipline our people and give them true knowledge itself. Black power, bulletproof love, and a blazing fascist state. Oh, I got 1 more minute.
Yes, ma'am. One
shit,
minute.
I was on the road. I didn't want to let my people know that it's time for us to get in how we get in. I'm tired of our people sitting back and allowing this beast to call out bluff, because we're not bluffing. A panther is down to ride. And if you ain't found nothing worth dying for, then you ain't meant to live. But my question is, what is your standard of living? Because living in power, living in fear, is a living death. So I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Black power.
Black power, black power. That's live right there from Atlanta, GA. We thank you so much. That's Sister Nadia Shakur, Atlanta, GA. Let me pull another sister in right now. We're going on right to Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., you got 2 minutes to Shabbat and Shabazz, fire up the troops. Black power.
Oh, black power, black peace. Hello?
Go ahead, sister, fire them up. 2 minutes.
Oh, snap. Black power. We down here in D.C., we actually have a bake sale here on Thursday, but I've been getting stalked by the police and everything. This, me and Brother Arpa have been working hard with these papers, and so we keep pushing, and we just starting where we are. Yeah, I really don't know what to say. This is Black Power. I'm sorry. I'm not a speaker.
Black Power. Sound like you're so excited and so overfilled with joy. You got tongue-tied, but you said it best. Black Power. Black Power. We want to move quickly. We want to move quickly right now. We want to pull in our brother Mikhail. Mikhail, you're jumping around on me, black man. You're jumping around on me. So I want to go ahead now and pull in our sister, national assistant, working hard, organizing and mobilizing. You got two minutes, Sister Mira Sankova, Father of the Truth, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, fam. Just wanted to let everybody know that we really need to get organized. We just can't wait for this particular day, May the 19th. We can't just organize on that day, but we got to organize ongoing. The significance of the day is, of course, one of our ancestors, Brother Malcolm. That's Brother Malcolm's Day, and we definitely cannot fall short to fall asleep on the Trayvon murder assassination. We have to stand up for our people. We can no longer be the mothers who just allow our children to be burdened at the wayside. That it continues to happen, we're going to be failure to be fall short, and people are going to continue to laugh at us. The white man looks at us sometimes and laughs at us because we are not strong in our convictions. The only time we're strong is when it happens in our own home. So we have to begin to look at the village. We have to begin to look at our villages and how all our villages are effective. Black Power.
Well, all right.
Black Power. Let's move quickly and fast. Right now, as we taxi the runway to bring on our national chairman, we want to move quickly now to our brother in New York, Brother Shah. Brother Shah, 2 minutes, fire up the troops. Black Power.
Black Power, brother, can you hear me? Can you hear me, brother? Black Power.
Yes, sir. You got 2 minutes. Go right ahead. Fire them up.
I'd like to greet all my brothers and sisters and comrades with Ashe, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, peace, and most of all, Black Power. And in the words of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, you mighty race, we can do this. We have no choice but to do this right now. Now is the time, and we are the people. Let's get fired up. We have the tools that we need, and that tool comes in the form of the new Black Panther Party newspaper. This is your great recruiting tool and a great tool to spread the word, to spread the message, and mingle with the people. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Black Power, people, do not get distracted. Do not get discouraged. The words and the power and the spirit of your ancestors live within each and every individually one of you, and we can get this done. Let's get it done. Black Power, my brothers and sisters. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, and more Black Power to my people. We got a few others on it. Let me see what this is. Area code 973-280. Fire up the troops. If you're ready, fire up the troops. Black Power, you on the air.
Black Power.
Who we talking
Brother
to?
Brother Sharif.
Go ahead, Black
Brother
man.
Sharif.
We're looking for you. Black Power, you got two minutes. Fire the troops up.
Yes, Black Power. And as our big brother, Baba Zaid always say, we got to hold the line and cover down on our people in these last days and times. And this white
That's
man
right.
rule over our people, brother. We got to continue to hold this line. We got our national newspaper, the Black Panther newspaper, the hottest black paper on the planet right now. So we got to begin to hit the field. Our brother Baba Zahid got our papers in Jersey. So I'm fired up, ready to go out here and hit the field and spread that Black Power message to our people and beyond, family. Black Power. All power to the people.
Okay, Black Power. Brother Sharif, we appreciate you, brother. Appreciate your work and what you're doing. That's Brother Sharif right out of Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey, appreciate it. My brothers and my sisters, we are right now, look like we ran to everybody. Quick, we right now about at that time. We right now about at that time to bring on now the national representative. Right now at 8:36, the national representative of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and our national chairman. This is the attorney at war, your general and your leader in the battle. This is Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Power.
All right, Black Power, am I on?
Yes, sir, you're on.
All right,
let's give everybody that has spoken and come forth on this radio rally a strong black hand. I mean, give them a strong black hand wherever you are. Give them a strong black hand. The mighty, mighty representatives of the new Black Panther Party throughout the bounds and the hills of America. Give them another black hand for standing up, giving honor to God, and bearing witness that regardless to land, label, or language, that there is but one God. And we believe in a God and a black God and in the God of our forefathers. And as Minister Malcolm X said, anybody that gives a God to you that doesn't look like you, then you give them that God back. But we thank that power and that force for coming forth, for giving to us, yes, the originators of spirituality and the prophets of old. Why, who am I talking about? I'm talking about our foremothers and our forefathers of the over 28 dynasties of ancient Kemet and the ancient Kushite Empire and those who gave spirituality life and law and the laws of Maat and gave spirituality to the world long before there was a Bible and the Holy Quran. We come in their names as they called on the god Ra and Amun-Ra and Atum and at other points Osiris. We come in that name and bear witness also to Abraham, to Moses, to Jesus, and to Muhammad, peace be upon them all of the prophets that come from the spiritual world, all of them from the black nation as well. But thank God also here for the ancestors from Harriet Tubman to Queen Yasantiwa, Queen Nzinga. I'm talking about Stephen Biko. I'm talking about Toussaint L'Ouverture, Buchmann, Dessalines, Reverend Matt Turner. I'm talking about Bishop Henry McNeil Turner, the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his teacher, Master Farad Muhammad, Minister Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King, Fannie Lou Hamer, all of those, H. Rapp Brown, Stokely Carmichael, Rosa Parks, all of those who have struggled. We just want to make one point here, brothers and sisters, as we open up tonight's subject. We just want to make one point, that we are thankful to God and the ancestors for whatever we have. And we are thankful most of all for a bold, bald-headed black man who is my mentor and a mentor to many of you who are listening right now. He set his feet here in the hills of America, born out the womb of his mother, January 12, 1948. I speak of none other than our beloved net minister, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, whose name will forever be kept in the forefront of the liberation movement as long as we who are on this line keep his name out front. We have to thank Minister Khalid Muhammad, and as I listen to all of these beautiful representatives, sisters and brothers, listening to them teaching tonight, I know that he would be smiling from the world and the realm of the Egungun, that from the ancestors he lives, and he smiles tonight, Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad, because he realizes that the seeds that he planted was not in vain. He realizes that his life was not in vain and that the message still lives on and that his work still lives on. So, yes, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, we have something here in this new Black Panther Party. Before I go any further, I say Black Power, Assalamu Alaikum, Hotep, free the land, praise the Lord, and certainly pass the ammunition to sisters and brothers, and for sure there are some others. For this is Black Power Radio, And it is not just the Black Panthers on the line, but they're members of the Black Nation and the Black community at large. There are some hardcore revolutionaries on the line, some Black nationalists on the line, some Black Pan-Africanists on the line, some civil rights on the line, some Christian on the line, some Muslim on the line, some Hebrew on the line, some Akan on the line, some Yoruba on the line, some of Kemetic spirituality on the line, some Crips on the line, some Bloods on the line, some gangster disciples on the line, some middle class on the line, some lower class on the line, and some upper class on the line. From all of the tapestry of the Black Nation, they are now tuning in to Black Power Radio because they've seen it on Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, CNN even. And the white man listens to Black Power Radio as well because he is well aware that there is but one location where he can be guaranteed to hear his opposition. One radio show where he can be guaranteed to know where the real dissent here is in the hells of North America, and that is right here on Black Power Radio and with the new Black Panther Party and the Black Power Movement. I want to give thanks. I want to thank the national spokesman, Minister Sean Quali. I want to thank the Mid-Atlantic Regional Minister and the National Minister of Justice, Imam Akbar Abdul Karim Bilal, and Sister Shastan, working right here with him in the nation's capital. I want to thank who have come on this radio line, our National Minister of Defense, a defense man, organizer, and Black businessman as well, Brother DK from the southern region, mighty Dallas, Texas. I want to thank the Queen Commander, Sister Nadia Shakur from Atlanta, who have come on this line tonight and fired us up tonight. I want to thank Brother James Muhammad from Jacksonville, Florida, from the Nation of Islam, but certainly he's from the New Black Panther Party as well. I want to thank Minister Mikhail Muhammad, who we will hear from, and will help me with the question and answer session as we dig into the case of Trayvon Martin and what it means. We certainly have to deal and touch on that as we approach May 19th, Malcolm's birthday, and we answer the subject that we'll answer tonight. Up, you mighty nation. You can accomplish what you will. Where there's a will, there's a way. But before we touch the subject, let's give out some more props to the New Black Panther Party and scare this cracker to death. This white man must on the line, you must know today that the presence of this radio show means that your world has a limitation on it. You must understand tonight that all you have done to crush the Black Panther Party from the 60s and the New Black Panther Party today, that your efforts have come to naught. You must understand that your time is limited, devil, and your time is already up, and that that force that is in your midst, that is backed by God, and that is here to end the wicked oppression and tyranny of your reign and the killing and murdering of black people, that God is on the scene to take you out of here and to bring in a new civilization and world order. And we are happy to serve that God and represent that God. The subject tonight, dear brothers and sisters, and I hope I didn't leave anybody out, because I wanted to make sure, and when you understand, also Sister Amira, who came on the radio line. And I don't know, but I think we had members from Los Angeles who came on the line. This is a growing movement. This is a group of brothers and sisters. This is a cadre that has potential. I hear great potential from what I hear on the phone lines tonight. Brother Shah out of New York, Brother Sharif out of New Jersey, The new Black Panther Party is spreading all over, buddy. You can take that back tonight, buddy. We take a licking and we keep on ticking, cracker. The new Black Panther Party for self-defense is on the rise. The subject tonight is Up, You Mighty Nation. You can accomplish what you will. Up, You Mighty Nation. You and I can accomplish what we will. Where there's a will, there's a way. Now, we had a conference call a couple of nights ago, and it was a serious conference call. It was rough. And it was rough because we had to get in a room as family, and we had to self-critique and analyze ourselves, and we had to call it like we see it. And so by taking that whipping we took last week and assessing where our shortcomings are, now we see life and signs of maturity coming forth and a stronger new Black Panther Party. Look at this now. This is history being made as we make it ourselves. It is spoken about in the roundabout in the lessons of the Nation of Islam that we write our own history to equal our own home circumference. It means that as scientists today of liberation, we have the ability with what we have amassed here on this phone line and amassing our works that we have done to date, we have the capacity to make history in our own lifetime. I'm talking to the new Black Panther Party. And we get credit tonight for taking a message of self-correction, a message of reform, and taking what we had last week, and guess what? Most of us took it in the right spirit. And because most of us took it in the right spirit and weren't negative about it, because you know, brothers and sisters, that I love you. And you know that I am not abusive to brothers and sisters in the new Black Panther Party. I believe that I'm very fair. But sometimes I have to get tough, lest you think I'm some kind of patsy, which I am not. And so because you know me and you know my record, you responded in the right spirit to last week's message, and many of you get a strong black hand tonight for standing up and moving out into action and making a strong impact over the weekend that took our number one program, our newspaper, our number one minister, and took thousands of them all over the nation. You get a strong black hand from me and from the black nation and from our God for that. Trucks and vans came and rolled in from New Jersey and took thousands back to Trenton, New Jersey, and Newark, New Jersey, and Jersey City, and back to Queens and other parts of Brooklyn, New York. Trucks and vans rolled in all the way from Florida and took thousands and thousands of newspapers way back off into Atlanta and Augusta, Georgia, and Savannah, Georgia, and moving them down now to Tampa, Florida, and Miami, Florida. You stepped up, and I'm proud of you, brothers and sisters. You stood up down there in Tampa, Florida. A bold black woman, Sister Michelle from Florida, stood up as she continues to defy her enemy by standing up with the strongest group of brothers and sisters organizing out here. She stood up and put Tampa on the map. Nadia Shakur and the soldiers in Atlanta stood up and put Atlanta on the map and got them dead presidents rolling. They good presidents because they dead presidents. I'm talking about Cash Money, for the economic program of the new Black Panther Party. And so we're rolling. Brothers and sisters are doing their job now. And now we're getting all the calls in, and the orders are coming in from Birmingham, Alabama, shipping out in the morning. Cleveland, Ohio, shipping out in the morning. Los Angeles, California, and Compton, California, shipping out in the morning. And moving some more on down to Houston, Texas, out of Dallas, Texas, and going to Montgomery, Alabama, in the morning. And moving out overseas now to England, Senegal, the Gambia, and Zimbabwe. All brothers and sisters, it is no hype tonight that we have great potential. And what we do with this potential will make history if we take the right course. If we take the right course. This is an important radio address for whoever is on the line. If it's for those who follow this movement and who are part of the Black Power movement and our Black nationalists, this is an important message for you. For those of you who are observing us from the Black community, who have picked up our newspaper, tuned into our Facebook and listening in also, but you're kind of on the fence. You don't know about this group of radical young brothers and sisters. This is a message for you as well. And it is a message for whites who are also listening tonight, who follow the new Black Panther Party and want to know what is going on. All of this message can be learned from any human being. Now let's get black to our point here. The Holy Quran says that Allah brings forth the living from the dead and the dead from the living. He says he brings forth the living from the dead and the dead from the living. Many times we look around the black community and there's a lack of life. And we have been taught scripturally that the condition of our people is classified as the dead and the black community as the graveyards. Not necessarily the actually physically dead, though there is bad health and physical death in the black nation. So there's all kinds of death in the black nation, and there are different kinds of dead, the mentally dead, the spiritually dead, the morally dead, and there's even physical death in the black nation. Listen carefully. In the black nation, you have a host of problems that sometimes seem so awesome, we wonder how we ever could solve them, looking at all of the problems in the black nation. There's physical death. There's overweight, obesity, social service problems and issues and abuse of brothers and sisters and children and alcoholism and dope trade. All of that is existing in the black nation. Now, as organizers, our job, as we say it, is to raise the dead. Here we are, have been given the hardest job given to any people of any time, is to go out here and raise a people who are under physical death. They're under mental death because they lack a knowledge of self and their self-hatred rampant in the black community. There's miseducation rampant in the black community. Mental death, lack of education, lack of qualifications rampant in the black community. Mental death, spiritual death, because there's too many brothers and sisters who are down and out, have lost not just the spirit for liberation, lost the spirit to even live life. And so our job here in the New Black Panther Party and those in the liberation movement, I'm talking about the Nation of Islam, National Black United Front, those of us who have a knowledge of self, who are really beyond civil rights, because we feel we have the ability of root knowledge to go after our people and raise them up. What I'm telling you, the New Black Panther Party, is that our number one minister is the New Black Panther Party newspaper. Now, this paper is in now 20-some-odd cities, about to go to 30-some-odd cities, and it is officially right now the second-largest national black newspaper in the entire country. Second only to the mighty and shining Final Call newspaper. The paper is out and it's in the streets and it's full of information. It's really not even a newspaper, it's a news magazine. And it is worthy of the reading. Something in there for the college student. There's something in there for the high school student. There's something in there for the middle school student. There's something in there for the brother and sister who just learning how to read, who done missed a few grades. There's something in there for everybody, even those that can't read. When they look at the picture, there's some inspiration in it. We have a great weapon in our hands, our newspaper, and that newspaper in it has some power to raise the dead. And I believe that you here on this phone line who are carrying that paper and selling that paper, I believe that there are some saints, saviors, soldiers, scholars, healers and killers, lawyers and warriors on the line with that newspaper that also have the power of life and resurrection and that love this people out here that everybody has dogged and left astray, the lost sheep, the black man and woman of America, the mentally dead. Everybody has given up on them but you, and you have been given a great fishing rod with great bait on the fishing rod, and that is that New Black Panther Party newspaper. Remember, the Holy Quran says he brings forth the living from the dead and the dead from the living. The black nation is the mentally dead, is full of the mentally dead, and here come the living out of the dead. The New Black Panther Party, those that are awake and alive in this hour. And not just us, but every conscious black man and woman that wants to see a new day, you are the living being brought forth from the dead. And the dead that's coming from the living is the decaying white man's world. It is dying while you see it living. It's on its way down. As you are coming on your way up, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. Now look, you have no great organization can exist without a newspaper program. I don't care what this technology says. I don't care what this Facebook stuff says. I don't care what this Twitter stuff says. I'm telling you, there's nothing better than a warm paper and a warm hand and a warm handshake and greetings from a warm black man and woman to another warm black man, woman, and child. Don't be confused by the matrix. Don't be confused by this new technological society that is designed to break down the bond and the feel between brothers and sisters and our flesh of each other's flesh and blood of each other's blood. We can't get so caught up into these damn computers where we can't greet each other and speak to each other and talk to each other and love each other and hug each other. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's what this paper gets you back to. Contact with the people. Greeting the people. not deluding ourselves that technology alone can solve the day. You know, there are many brothers and sisters that we could oppose and attack and fight online and on Facebook, but when you see them face to face, all you might just start melting within. I personally, to be honest, from an intellectual point of view and a theological point of view, I seriously disagree with the Jehovah's Witnesses. Because in their literature, they consistently, theologically, give us the picture of a white God and white prophets and white angels. Yet, when I'm in the streets and in the community and I see the black brother or sister that is in the Jehovah's Witnesses, some of them, I feel God coming out of them. And even though they're in a particular organization religiously that I don't subscribe to, I know they know their Bible and we can sit down and talk together. And one day if they come out of that, they could be a great help. They could be a great help. What am I saying, brothers and sisters? There's God everywhere in the black nation. Yeah, I've seen some brothers and sisters that Jehovah's Witnesses, and I felt God coming out of these black men going door to door. I say, if these black men are going door to door preaching what they say is the word of God, I say, these people got to believe in God. All we got to do here is work on these white God images and take these books you got and paint them black, and we got something good here because they know them fundamental teachings. If we get out and talk to our brothers and sisters, you will see that they are not as much of an enemy to each other as we think, but we have to talk to our people. We cannot be just condemning black people without talking to them and getting out here and learning and understanding them. When you're selling that paper, and yes, I sell the paper. I, the man who, the founder of the paper, the founder of this paper, and the man that helps master the process of the paper. No, I'm not too big to get right on that street corner and get my stack and get right in between them two lanes of traffic. And go car to car, car door to car door, selling the paper. How can I tell you to sell the paper and tell you that the paper sells and I don't have firsthand experience? And so I like you, brothers and sisters, it can be kind of rough selling the paper. Yeah, I know this paper talk, and let me tell you this. This ain't no paper boy talk for those who are listening. We're talking about a revolutionary program from a very progressive and revolutionary organization that has its own information and propaganda organ and has enough soldiers and ministers and regions and cadre lined up that we can push this paper all over the world on the streets all at the same time. That means we cold-blooded, cracker. And we're just babies. What will we do when the black God grows us up in the classroom of liberation? We're just getting started tonight. And let me tell you right now, all over the nation, based on our history and our recent actions dealing with George Zimmerman and from the effect of our newspaper and from the effect of our mighty ministers and their work in the field of communications, online and otherwise, brothers and sisters are signing up fast. Oh, they're signing up fast. They're coming from cities all over America and the world saying, I want in on this new Black Panther Party, that I want in with you, Attorney Shabazz. I want in with you, Sean Quali. I want in with you, King Samir. I want in with you, Zaid Muhammad. I want in with you, Mikhail Muhammad. They're saying they want in because because they see we're serious. They see the potential. God damn it, by fault or default, by fate or even by fault or default, we one of the last ones standing. As sometimes, as raggedy as we may look, guess what, black people in America, when it comes to this kind of work and this kind of truth and this kind of effort, we the last one standing, and to a great degree, we all you got. So I say, dear brothers and sisters, let's make something out of it. Now let me get back to me on the ground with these papers and understanding that this is a proper propaganda organ, and that this newspaper in and of itself, if it's pushed right, sold right, that it will transform the party. This edition itself can transform the party. This edition itself can double and triple the size of the organization. We should go on in the 60 or 70 cities. This edition itself, if pushed right, pumped right, worked right, it can rebuild your local chapters and rebuild cells all across your cities. This edition, if it's worked right and pushed right and pumped right, can put hundreds and hundreds of dollars, in some cases thousands of dollars, in your local coffers and your local pockets. This edition itself is paired up with the buckets, the bright red buckets, can help build your local youth programs and community programs with the paper and the buckets. Go ahead, Blue Black Panther Party. Go on out there and get that money. Get that money by the thousands and use it for the liberation of our people and to employ young black men in jobs. If the unemployment rate is 25% in the black nation, come on, young black man. If they won't hire you over here or hire you over there, we got a job for you right now. Come on and sell this paper right here 8 hours a day and make yourself $10, $12, $15, $20 an hour. Come on, young black woman. Come on, you don't have to stand at the store. 18, 17, 21-year-old brothers and sisters, hurts my heart seeing them begging and asking for a dollar. Come on and join this Panther Party and sell this paper. 8 hours a day. The weather's warm and nice. Everybody in the black nation is out there. Brothers and sisters is out there. You want a job, young black man, come right here. Come to www.newblackpanther.com. Push the paper every day, 8 hours a day. That's what I'm not telling you, leadership. If some of you on the job, put the young soldiers on the corner. Put those that don't have a job on the corner and just let them push that paper all day. Yes, you say, but some people, they don't want the paper. They don't want it. They hurt my feelings. Let me tell you this, dear sisters and brothers, as popular as I am, as influential as I think I am, when I sold that paper, I got quite a few rejections. And I had to adjust to getting that rejection. And you know what caused me to adjust to getting that rejection? All the people that accepted it. I had to get my rhythm right. I had to get my pitch right. I had to get my spiel right and get my rhythm right. Newspaper. Get your new Black Panther newspaper. Oh, America's fastest growing black newspaper right here. Get your newspaper. You have to get a rhythm right and a spirit right. You have to work on the dead. You're talking about the dead, brothers and sisters. You didn't think you're just going to walk up to the dead and they spring to life. And automatically, because they see something that is so historically relevant, the new Black Panther Party, the Black Panther Party, you would feel that it would just click in their minds and automatically they would give up that money. But I seen a brother with a Huey Newton shirt on that wouldn't even buy the paper. I mean, and I talked to this man and for some minutes to try to get into his mind. But I realized ultimately it was just a fashion shirt for him. He really didn't believe in that at all. He was just wearing some fashion. But what did I have to do? I had to avoid being overcritical of my brothers and sisters. Dear sisters and brothers, we are not to beat up on the brothers and sisters that don't buy the paper. Don't beat up on them. Don't overly criticize them. If they don't want to buy it, just give them a good day and keep it moving. Because there are going to be others that want it, and they're going to pick right up on that paper. And the bottom line, too, brothers and sisters, after selling the paper myself, working the streets myself for some hours, I realized that the total of dollars, a fistful of dollars in my hand, meant that I could credibly and with honesty and sincerity come back to you on this phone line and tell you that if you're a brother or sister that wants a job here, that you can go and sell this paper and make $12 to $15 and $20 an hour. And that these papers that we got all over the nation, if we push hard and push hard, then we will be able to sell all these papers in 1 month's time and send double the money back that we sent before and increase the circulation by double and move on up to 50,000 in circulation. 50,000 in circulation is the goal for the next paper, up from 30,000 right now, and a goal ultimately of 100,000 in the hells of America. This is an economic program, and it can make some money. Selling a paper that pays the seller a dollar, and sometimes over a dollar, but at minimum a dollar, is some real money. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm proud of you. You proved the subject for tonight. Up you mighty nation, you can accomplish what you will. Where there's a will, there's a way. Up, meaning you rose up, you're rising up out of the grave of laziness, the grave of just physical tiredness, saying that we don't have enough energy to do it. You proved that that was wrong. This weekend, we got up off our asses and got out of the grave and carried out our obligations towards our nation as a sign that the rest of the black nation can come up out of the grave. What's another grave? The grave of being a slave to the circumstances of life and the circumstances of our jobs. Yes, work our jobs. Yes, work our businesses. Yes, go to school. Yes, raise our children. But yes, organize and organize our lives so we have time to struggle. Because life ultimately, with money and your children happy and all of that, is great. And that is what God wants for us. But life without struggle means that you can have money, you can have your family in a nice position, but guess what? You still gonna have Trayvon Martins. You still gonna have hate crimes and murders like in Oklahoma. You still gonna have like that 68-year-old black Marine, the pigs busting on him up there in New York, white planes, and tasered him, gunned him down in his own home, unarmed. You're not going to escape the injustices of white America by becoming successful. So become successful, but realize that that our success is nothing if we don't band together and pull together and go after our people. Even if you own your latest success and haven't become successful, we still got to come up out of the grave of just a rat race of life and get involved and put that time in for liberation work The liberation work, I'm telling you, is going to pay off. And our job in the Panther Party is to organize ourselves so effectively that the people will start placing their bets, start placing their time, their finances, and their hearts with the party. This mission and this paper and rebuilding your chapters, dear brothers and sisters, is going to bring not only you up out of the grave of apathy, it's not only going to bring your chapters up now to a higher level, but it's going to bring the people up with you. The people want us to stand. They love to see some young brothers and sisters stand up for the truth. Who else do they have? Not many black leaders or black organizations out here. There are some. And I give them all credit, to be honest. National Action Network, NAACP, Urban League, a host of local organizations. Every black man and woman that's trying to bring an improvement to our condition. Certainly we want to give a hand to, because apathy sometimes is so thick we can cut it with a knife. Dear brothers and sisters who are listening, now that we have our papers, let's get up. Up. Don't leave them sitting and in a van and in a house rotting. Let's get up and push that program. And let's not be stingy with it. Let's get other brothers and sisters in the ranks and in the organization and get them to help us sell it too. And let's push this product and push this paper and show we got some hustle. We got to just straight up show we got some hustle and we know how to get that money. This is Black Economics in Action 101. As I said it before, we say it again. If we can push this paper, get that money, and push that paper, and then get that money and re-up, what can we sell in the future? We should have all our own product lines all over America with salesmen on the streets of America and contracts with stores all over America, black and white. Yes, the black bookstores and bakeries carry our products, but Mr. White Man, you're going to have to carry the Black Panther products too. Otherwise, we'll shut you down. See? This is black nationalism. This is the seed of an economic program that we're going to grow and use as leverage in the community. The Ethiopian is opening up the corner stores in the black community. The West African, the Ghanaian, the Nigerian is opening up stores in the black community, in many cases replacing the Korean. What about you, black man and woman of America? I'm telling you, who are listening on this phone line and others, as you get in tune and in the rhythm of commerce and get a foothold on the black community, that's your corner store. You were brought here and suffered in the hells of America, sold over here and stole over here. And you have labored right here in these streets. Now it's time for your economic program to come up inside of the black nation, and many of you who are listening can be key. Many of you who don't have jobs or income can now see income and money coming inside of the black nation. The newspaper is just a sign of you looking in your community and beginning the process of getting them black dollars back. Up, you mighty nation. You can accomplish what you will. See, it's the will that got you on that highway. It's the will that causes you to persevere when they say all hope is lost. It's the will on those times when you've lost a loved one, lost a family member, lost your girlfriend, lost your wife, lost your husband, may have even lost a child to a miscarriage. It's that will to persevere and carry on and to beat the circumstances of life and depression. It's that will. And if I may, I must say that it is that will, if that will is in tune with God's will, makes it just that much more effective. And sisters and brothers, I'm saying to you before I open up here tonight, in specific about, yes, we're talking about the newspaper program, the Panther Party, the growth of the Panther Party, but we also talking to the black nation and the black community and saying where there's a will, that there's a way. Don't give up on our people. Yes, the white man has made us into niggas. Yes, he treats us unfairly. Yes, he's robbed us of a knowledge of self. But I'm here to tell you that the white man cannot stop us in this hour. Even that black man that is on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, who at serious times we have serious disagreements with, particularly in the area of foreign policy. But one thing that you can say about that black man, he represents a sign that a black man can accomplish what he will. He wanted to become the president of the United States of America, and yes, there's some truth to the argument that he was selected, but you better believe that he has some willpower that says, I am Barack Obama, and I will become the president of the United States. And I will keep on going despite these Republicans and despite these death threats and daily pressure and a hell of a schedule. He's got to have some real power. And so we can't get so angry at the politics, brothers and sisters, where we still can't see, still in some way, God working with the black man. And so our babies, I'm speaking on the general subject of black people being able to be resurrected and having the willpower to accomplish what they will. Even if we don't agree with the end result. So our babies now, they look at him and they see him as the president of the United States of America, and he will win a second term. He will win a second term. The white man of America does not have one leader that they can put up against Barack Obama. They have not one white man in America that they can get a majority of Americans to agree with that is more qualified than this black man. They could not get one white man to surpass him. And that's a heavy blow to the white ego. I must tell you, this is not no endorsement at all. This is just facts. We still got to look at some facts here because it's going to get dangerous in a moment as we go into this election and the election pass, and the new Black Panther Party is going to play a great role. That's why we're getting you prepared with the newspapers now and the retraining of the chapters and the recruiting. Y'all move out fast and get ready quick, fast, in a hurry. Get it together quick, fast, in a hurry. And take advantage of our program, our paper program now. Use it as a vehicle to rise up, up, up quickly. Because by the time November comes, the white man of America is going to be very angry. 60% of white people oppose Barack Obama. Yet he'll probably win the election with somewhere in the range of 56% of the popular vote. That means if 60% of whites are against him and he wins the election with the 56% of the national vote, which is my prediction, what does that mean? That means he's winning with the black vote. He's winning with the brown vote. He's winning with the minority vote. He's going to win, if you look at what old Joe Biden is saying, he's going to win with the gay vote. He's going to win with the other than white vote and mixed in with some white vote, the MSNBC vote. What am I saying to you? I'm telling you that these 60% of white people who are against Barack Obama are going to be very, very, very angry come November when they lose again, because the white ego and the white male ego, which is represented in the conservative movement and the Republican Party and the Tea Party and these right wingers and these gun toters, are very racist, and they don't believe that they should be ruled over by black people, and they're going to become even more hostile than they are right now. 4 more years of a black woman who just crushes these white women when she just comes out in them dresses. I mean, that's just no politics involved. Politics aside, that is a beautiful black woman. But it is a blow to the white man's ego to have her as their first lady. That just burns a racist up. As moderate as Barack Obama's policies are, it's still a substantial amount of white people that burns them up. What am I saying? Hate crimes are going to be on the rise. What am I saying? George Zimmerman's are going to be on the rise. What am I predicting? That acts of racism and violence and hatred towards black people are going to be on the rise because white people fear that their influence is slipping and that their world is slipping and that their country is being taken from them. That's what they're out there saying. That's 60% of whites. Our country is being taken from us. And they're going to cling to their God and their guns. We might have to, too. We got to get ready fast, sisters and brothers. We have the summer to get ready because we don't know what's coming down the pike. And so we got to get strong and we got to get there fast. Up, you mighty nation. You can accomplish what you will. Up, black people. There's no circumstance that can stop us still. Despite these 60% of whites and what they might do, despite the white man's education system and everything he's done negatively to us, I'm here to tell every black person on this line that the white man cannot stop you. He cannot stop us. He cannot stop us from getting educated. He cannot stop us from reading. He cannot stop us from getting our kids educated. He cannot stop us from paying child support. He cannot stop us from marrying our wives and marrying our husbands and having happy families. He cannot stop us from doing business with each other. He cannot stop us from taking advantage of the business opportunities in our community right that's under our nose, under our face. He cannot stop us. We're just not strong enough these days or organized enough these days to stop us. He cannot stop us from building organizations, cannot stop us from building chapters. The white man cannot stop us from educating, organizing, rallying, training. He cannot stop us. He cannot stop us from loving each other. He cannot stop us from forgiving each other. He cannot stop us right now when I get off this phone, but pick up the phone and say, brother, I'm sorry for the wrong I have committed against you. It's all cool. I forgive you, black man. Can I see you tomorrow? The white man cannot stop us from doing that. He cannot stop us in this hour for carrying out God's will. For God's will surpasses anything that the devil has said in the world. So let's take tonight as a renewal, an opportunity and a chance to hit the reset button and start again and realize that the devil is no match for the power of God. And that we can, let's stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. There's nothing in society Nothing that the white man has to set up out here. There's nothing in the world that can stop you who have the power of God in you. You are just that mighty. When we say mighty nation, there's nothing more mighty than the original man and the original woman. Nothing more mighty than the original people that come from God, the originator, and the originators of all civilization. None more mighty than us. None more mighty than you, young black man who is on this phone. You are the black man is the strongest, most powerful man in the history of mankind. The black woman is the strongest woman in the history of man and womankind. You got it all in you. And you can see it every day. Nothing can stop us from rising. Nothing can stop us from rising. Nothing can stop us from building this Panther Party. Nothing can stop you from building up that Nation of Islam. The only thing that can stop us is ourselves. Only disunity, only jealousy, only envy can stop us from rising in this hour. Only falling back into the grave of being niggas can stop us in this hour. Only now being lazy, losing willpower and being lazy can stop us in this hour. And I don't believe that those who are on this phone are going to fall victim. I think I'm talking to some strong brothers and sisters. I think I'm talking to some new Black Panthers. I'm going to open up the phone lines now. I have talked enough and given my message out, and I want to open up the phone lines. But I'm very happy. I see a lot of good, strong willpower. I see a nation coming to birth in a movement. And I say let's move on to May 19th. Let's open up the phone lines.
All right, Black Power. Brother Chairman, thank you for your message, sir. Brothers and sisters, we want to open up the phone lines. We have about 25 minutes for a Q&A. Again, we want to thank our National Chairman. For up you mighty nation, you can accomplish what you will. Where there's a will, there's a way. We're opening up the phone lines. And so for those of you who may not, now the lines are full. It's a full house. We're packed in here tonight. But for those of you that are listening via the internet, you can call in at 646-478-4447. And for those of you that are on the line, you press the number 1. If it's your first time being on, press 1, and I'll see you in the queue. So that I know that you're here. And so for those of you that got questions, you got to put your hands up and let's go for it. Also in our chat room, you can also leave your question in the chat room and we can go for it. So yes, sir, Brother Chairman, right now we're waiting on your questions, sir.
Okay, I'm waiting on the questions.
All right, well, let me do this. Let me go black. Let me go black to those who were talking. I'm going to have you all ask, sir.
I mean, I'm saying you might have some, to be honest.
Oh, I can always ask you questions, Black man. I can always ask you questions.
We got time is running. We got 24 minutes.
Let's go.
22
yes,
minutes.
Sir. You ended off talking about May the 19th then. And so kind of give the direction on what's to happen May the 19th. What are we supposed to be doing? What are we supposed to be looking for?
Well, May 19th is Minister Malcolm X's birth or Earth Day. And on the back of our paper, it says that it is our National Day of Action number 4. And it is done in memory of Trayvon Martin. And I know time is running. This weekend is the 12th. And so what we want and calling on our brothers and sisters to do here is to recognize Malcolm's birthday and to do something for black youth on that day. To recognize Malcolm's birth or Earth Day and to do something of liberation, of education, of charity for our youth. And if you have time to do something big, do it. But if it's just something small, whatever it is, take to the community on Malcolm's birthday and gather our youth and our children. I am going to be having a clothing drive for Africa and gathering my clothes and gathering clothes in my area for children and youth in Africa on Malcolm's birthday for the Day of Action. So for all others, we know time is running, but we would certainly appreciate it if you could do something strong on May 19th. I know they have some activities in New York where they take over 125th Street and whatnot. And so the Panther definitely, all Panthers should be out strong on Malcolm's birthday. And if you can rally somewhere and set something up and set an event up, by all means, go right ahead. But even if it's just taking the soldiers with the paper and going into the projects, which we should be doing anyway, go out there into the areas where the youth are. Talk to the kids on the 19th. May 19th, dedicated to the kids. Find some youth and find some of our children so we can stop the killing in the name of Trayvon Martin.
Yes, sir. What has been your response? You say you went out and soldiered, and that's something that you don't see a lot with national leaders being on the ground. What was your experience? I know you're not a rookie to it, but give us your take and your experience. How were you received, and give us your tips and pointers for soldiering that paper? You did some in your speech.
Yes. I just say with the paper, you have to be persistent, and you can't have a weak heart, and you can't get your feelings hurt. You just have to, with sales, 10 people may tell you no before one say yes. And the objective is to reach however many people you're going to ask within an hour. If you're on the street corner, you may ask 100 people in an hour in order to get them 20 papers sold that's going to net $40. And so it's a rhythm that goes into it. So my experience was good, but I didn't want to leave, to be honest. After a few hours, I just really did not want to leave. It wasn't the money for me. For me, it was just talking to the people and getting a feel for the black man and the black woman. And so I love trying out different kind of pitches to different kind of people, testing my knowledge of the people and talking to different people and also measuring the people, seeing what kind of black people are in different areas and then seeing old friends and people that knew me. So I had a good experience being in the community and talking to the people and pushing the paper. I felt good to be just on the ground. You know, and I think more black leaders should come out of the clouds and get on the ground with the people. You know, I'm always out there with the people anyway. It was nothing new to me, but I just like soldiering on the corner with Akbar and James Muhammad. And, you know, it was just it was a good feeling, brother. And I was thinking about I just want to be out there. And all leaders, y'all get out there. Get out there on the ground and sell the paper and set an example for the soldiers. And keep some young soldiers on the corner every day of the week. Let's get rid of these papers in 1 month and come out with another strong one the next month. If we do this, sisters and brothers, this organization is going to grow like wildfire. And your local chapters will grow like wildfire. And you'll start to see meaning in why you're a part of this. You'll start to say, man, this is just what I envisioned and then some. It's getting even better. We have a lot of potential here. Next question. Let's go to the phone line.
Your speech about nothing stopping us, from organizing, being educated, and doing what we need to do. What is it that you think that pushes doubt? What causes doubt in the black man, or black woman, or the revolutionary, or the activist, and how have you been able to maintain for over 20 years?
What causes doubt, brother, is that black people in general are doubtful. We have been under such trying circumstances, and we have lost so many battles and so many fights and have been dogged so terribly by this enemy that, of course, he has totally crushed the self-esteem of our people. And our self-esteem only being lifted by having great examples of perseverance throughout our history of brothers and sisters that succeeded against all odds. You know, whether it was Madam C.J. Walker or Philip Randolph or Frederick Douglass or any of the great liberators, whether they were in politics or in business. We have great examples that remove doubt from us. But in general, it's the self-esteem of black people that have been beaten down by living in this modern-day Babylon in black in America. So likewise, in an organization that transfers to any organization, the doubt and the lack of esteem. And so what the leadership must do in the organization is erase the doubt of the believer by showing the believer that what appears to be impossible is in fact possible. Showing the member that you can make something out of nothing. And so look at this situation here, the New Black Panther Party. Here we have resurrected the Black Panther paper. The Black Panther paper was a key part of the black community and certainly is a part of black history, that Black Panther paper. Now look, here in the modern era in 2012, we have the Black Panther paper. We have resurrected an icon in the black community where it didn't exist before. There was nothing, and now we have something strong. There was no paper, and now there is a paper. It was in no cities, now it's in dozens of cities. So, brother, we erase doubt by leadership showing our trust in our faith in ourselves, our imani, and also showing our trust in our faith in our God and that we have backing by God and that we can produce. We lead the way and show the rest of the soldiers that what appears to be impossible is in fact possible. And never have you seen a lawyer like this last this long and stand up in the hills of North America doing this kind of work. It looked to be impossible, but you're looking at the possible. That's what? That's hope and inspiration for somebody else. Many of you out there are doing works in the name of the New Black Panther Party that to a degree is blowing your mind. You're showing possible over impossible. Is it possible that a young black man from Florida, virtually unknown, and now is known in households and cities all over America, he is not destroyed? He's doing well, saying the Lord is his shepherd and he shall not walk. That's showing, that's destroying the ceiling of impossibility. King Samir, they say he would be destroyed. He's doing well. He's destroying the ceiling of impossibility. The New Black Panther Party existing and functioning is destroying the idea of impossibility and destroying doubt. There's so many that have doubted us and predicted our demise, and as we keep getting stronger, we're crushing the doubters. And every day we do this work and follow instructions and stand up with the right spirit and challenge ourselves. We see obstacles, we don't run from obstacles, we challenge ourselves. Challenge those obstacles. Every day we do that, my dear brother, we get stronger and stronger. And as we get stronger, we give hope to the people. I know as I ride around and move about in my city, I give hope and inspiration to many. Many who would be afraid to stand up for the liberation struggle, they would be afraid. They see me, they say, man, that's the way to go. And so, brother, we can do it. We are that light amongst the people and the other lights, but we can be that light to erase doubt. The white man has destroyed our confidence, but we can do a great work now to restore the confidence amongst our people. and getting rid of it and selling this paper and reaching the people and getting and doing it again, oh, we're going to have a lot of confidence. You see it in sports all the time. A team that's playing with confidence cannot be stopped. A team playing on his home court, backed by his home crowd, cannot be stopped. Brothers and sisters, we are on our own home territory in the black community. This is our day, our hour, where great victory is to be expected if we exercise strong willpower, self-determination, and move out on this mission as the sun is shining all over America. Come on, take me to the phone line.
We're going right now to Sister Shazzy Shabazz. She got a question for you out of D.C. right there with you. Black Power.
Black Power. My question is, what could we do to up the visibility of black women in the movement?
All right, Black Power.
I know
Black
what,
Power.
I'm going to tell you what I'll do, my sister, to up to promote the visibility of black women in the movement, and that every black woman under the sound of my voice that wants an opportunity to help teach and lead our people, that I and we here will carry out that mission. And I can guarantee you that. And if there are any obstacles to that I don't know about, you should bring it to my attention right away. We, yes, are the men of the nation. And it is our job to protect all in the nation, women and children. It is our job to put a strong hedge of protection around the nation, literally, physically, militarily. But that is to provide a fertile environment for the great minds and words of our women. And don't get me wrong, they got guns and can defend also. They can do it all. I'm not meant to say that. Of course they can, though it is our primary responsibility. But other than that, sister, sexism is not allowed here. The black woman here, you can teach. The black woman here, you can lead. The black woman here, you can guide. And so, yes, whatever I can do to promote the women of the Panther Party, you see them all in our newspaper. Certainly, if you sisters stand up, however high you can fly that high here, that high here. There is no ceiling of limitation.
All right, so Shazzy, thank you so much for your question. Phone lines are lighting up. We've got 10 minutes in the regular show. We can't go to after show, though, Brother Chairman. Let me go to 504-432. You're on the air with the National Chairman. Please present your question. Thank you, Black Power.
Well, Black Power. Brother Malik, this is what I want to ask you. Suppose that you have a lot of brothers and sisters who want to work with you, but it's something like the spook who sat by the doors. What do you have to say about that?
That's a beautiful question. We should work with, we should be flexible and universal enough to work with our brothers and sisters wherever they are. Everybody is not going to be with us, is not going to line up in our army and work in the exact same fashion. Everybody here that wants to work with us and me may not even be inside of the local chapter. Some will be in uniform, suited and booted. Some will not have any uniforms on at all. Some will be on the streets pushing papers. Others who may not want to be in that position but will do a heck of a work on that computer. But we want to work with all. And so my urging is of the new Black Panther leadership. I love the question. Is that all of the brothers and sisters that really want to work with you, find a way to work with them and don't always force them either just to work on your terms or else. And that way we will grow bigger and not smaller. Yes, there are many who want to hit the streets and hit the streets with all of those that want to be on the streets. But there are others that can help us in other areas. Let them work and help in other areas. Some just want to give charity and attend the meetings. Let them give charity and attend the meetings. Some want to help us with recruiting. Some want to help with administration. Some want to help with fundraising and bake sales. bomb on or hell be making bullets somewhere, in the factory somewhere. You don't even know about it. There's a role for all of us. So let's be less, let's be more inviting and be more accepting and be good organizers. I find that if we're good organizers, that we can find a proper place for everybody. And that's really what's happening. I got brothers and sisters I work with now all over the world in different capacities. And that, my friend, is what you have as a movement and a united front. And so all spooks who sat by the door, all of you who are out there who got some knowledge out there or behind enemy lines, hit me up on the midnight hour at Shabazz Law Office at yahoo.com. Hit me up at Shabazz Law Office at yahoo.com and we can work this program. We can work it. If you can't be out on the streets, just help us out one way or another. Some of you out there I've heard and say you just love what we're doing. You want to give $1,000, $2,000, $10,000. Hit me up. You want to help us, volunteer, give clothes, everything. There's a lot of different programs. There's nobody I know out here that can't get some clothes and help me send them to Africa, you know? So that's my answer to that, brother.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for your question. Let me go quickly. 562-239, you're on the air with Black Power Radio. Please present your question. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Black Power, now, Assalamu alaikum, brother Malik Zulu Shabazz, brother Sean. This is Brother Vernon X here, and Minister of Defense here in Los Angeles, California, brother. Brother, it's a pleasure meeting you back in the winter. Let me say that. I don't have a question. I have a comment. It was a pleasure to meet you back in the winter, brother. And
likewise.
Concerning the paper here, yes, sir, brother. Concerning the paper here in California, brother, I want you to know, dear brother, dear doctor, that the Panther Party here in L.A. is going strong, brother. We're going to keep this pushing. The paper, as Dr. Huey P. Newton says, is another tool of liberation. So that paper is going to come strong here, brother, and we're going to sell, and we're going to do our thing here in Los Angeles to keep the party strong, dear brother. And that's all. I'm at work right now. I really can't talk much. But Black Power,
brother. Brother Vernon. Brother Vernon, man, I appreciated meeting you, and I respect you very much, as I do everybody out there in Los Angeles, California, my hometown. Let me say this, Brother Vernon, and I'm going to stay on past the 10 o'clock hour so I can talk to you, brothers and sisters, even off of the Internet. The number to call in on is 646-478-4447, 646-478-4447. That's the number we can stay on the phone lines because this is a good time for us to talk. Now, this is for serious organizers right here. When you're out here starting chapters of the Panther Party, depending on what city you're in, you have a variety of different kind of organizations in different cities. And the newspaper sets us apart. When the Panther Party, no matter what city you're in, if you're in L.A., if you're in New York, if you're in Atlanta, those are three cities, and Washington, D.C. Philadelphia is another city like that. Chicago. When you're in cities like that, you're usually dealing with cities that have a multiplicity of organizations. And when you have your paper and a paper program, it wins you respect and an automatic advantage. People know that you're serious when you got a paper and a paper program. And so now the new Black Panther Party has been seen and heard all in the white man's news and in black news. We just have not been able to get our side of the story out. A lot of things have been said negative and false about us. A lot of people like Tom Joyner have cracked jokes about us. And where is the opportunity do we get the chance, like I did on KJLH the other week, and sometimes I come on Open Line, where do I get the chance to tell the truth about what we're doing? The newspaper gives us the opportunity to give our side of the story out. It is the newspaper, when you give the one that has been attacking the Panther Party or slander about the Panther Party, the newspaper literally, brother, opens their eyes and shuts them up. And so That's why we push it so hard. That's why we say no paper, no party. We know how important it is. Now, our newspaper will come out quarterly. It's coming out quarterly. It's really a news magazine. And we don't feel quarterly is too much. That's just the right timing. Every 3 months, fresh, hot, rounded papers out here on the street. And so I'm coming to Los Angeles. I will be in Los Angeles in late June through some early July. And I would hope to speak to the people in Los Angeles and to help recruit for the L.A. chapter. And I also have to say, and then I will be out there dealing with our other comrades and allies in Los Angeles, California. Our other allies in Los Angeles, California. So look forward, Los Angeles. And yes, sorry, I know some of you expected me to come on the line and to knock the new Black Panther Party tonight, but I've already issued my message of correction to the new Black Panther Party, and I'm here to tell everybody that the Panther Party is on the rise, and I love the Panther Party. Now, don't y'all let me down after this tonight's message. Don't lay down after this initial victory. We've only got the first base. Let's stand up right now and really push this program and really push it. Let's take another call before I get off. I know it's 2 minutes left. 646-478-4447 is where we'll continue on for a few minutes afterwards.
Okay, let's go. 504-235, you're on the air right now. Please give us your question. 504-235, last chance, your mic's open. Give us your question. Let's keep it moving. Area code 254-292. You're on the air with the National Chairman. Please give us your question. Thank you.
Hello, Chairman.
Area code 254-292. Do you have a question?
Can you hear me?
Let me come back. Hello? Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay. Hi. I'm in Waco. I recently got in contact with the National Defense in Dallas, Texas. My question is, me being here with nobody that into what I do, it's no chapter here. You know, I deal with Dallas. What can I do? Like, I know about the paper, and I'm going to, you know, put my money into, you know, purchasing bundles of the paper. But what can I do to, like, to get other people, you know, other, you know, African-Americans to join me in the struggle, in the movement of the Black Panther Party?
That is a beautiful question, my beloved queen from Waco. My sister, you know it can be summed up like this. Actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. You can say anywhere in the country, I am the new Black Panther Party, come and join me. But it's much better for you to show what the party can do. And if you show what the party can do, they will be asking to join you. So if I was in a situation in a town like Waco and I was the only member at that time, what I would do is to say, okay, well, on May 19th, I will sponsor a free clothing drive. On May 19th, I will go to the local library or community center or have a little activity, even outside, called Stop the Killing for Black Youth. I will get me some flyers. I will go on my Facebook page. I will do something in the community that all of the black, or what you call the African American community, can appreciate. And then when they see what you're doing, or hear about your event, or come to the event, I will set up a mentoring class in the black community. I will set up a Saturday school. I will do something in the community that is needed. I will look at my community and see what is needed, and I will serve my community. And then I will, along the way, give them this Panther paper, and they will, my sister, be joining you, and you will have more than yourself. And so that is the basic message to all who are out there. Serve the people. Offer something to the people. Yes, you're giving them knowledge with the newspaper and wisdom and making a sale with the paper, but the programs right along with it. We have to serve our people and be found doing something for them. And if you do, they will join you and support you. I take the next call. Good luck, my dear sister. You will be successful.
Okay, Colin, we thank you so much. Area code 225-733. Your mic is open. You're on the air with our national chairman. Please give us your question, Black Power.
Black Power, this is Tyleen, I think, Black Panther Party member of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I had a question. I realized on the call last week, which was for the Panther members, of which you had instructed upon us on areas we need to improve upon, you were saying about the protocol of information. So therefore, we won't be teaching people about the party via the 10-point program or different policies within the party within our own criteria. So my question is, what and how can a member be involved in the new training? So therefore, I want to make sure, me personally, that I have a synchronicity of information. So therefore, when I talk, and also when people come and they join the party, the information will be valid on a uniform level.
Right. That is excellent, my brother. And you know what that means? That means that right now, and this, it would sound like we don't have to say this, but it's really the truth. The duty of the members is right now is to read the paper. And you can start in the back with the principles of the 10-point program. And our job is to read our own paper, because this paper is chock full of information. Oh, 1 second. Give me 1 second. Take over for 1 second, Sean.
Yes, sir. I got you, Brother Chip. Brothers,
I got it right here. Here I am.
All right.
Here I go. Now, let's take a look at it, brother, because, yes, there's another teaching that's coming. There's a new manual and further instructions coming. But I firmly believe that all of what we need right now can be contained in the newspaper and through verbal instructions that we're getting. Now, I say we have to read the paper. Did you know that sometimes the Panthers, even ourselves, do not read our own paper? And if we would read our own newspaper, we would have a firm handle on our ideology, and we would really project that image of education that would bring about a greater impression on the people. It starts in the back with the 10-point program and platform. And one assignment that can be for every Panther is to memorize the 10-point program. And therefore, you get a firm idea of what we believe and what we're striving for. That's number one. You also can sit down with the 10-point program and read it to your babies, read it to our children, read it to our youth, even our parents. I like in sitting down with my daughter, sitting down with our children, and you say, we want freedom. We want the power to practice self-determination. What do we mean? We want freedom. Don't we have it, Daddy? Don't we already have it? What does freedom mean? What is the freedom struggle? Who are we? Where do we come from? What am I telling you, dear brother, that this news magazine itself is a teaching tool that we should master in the chapters amongst ourselves and, of course, in the Black nation. Then there's other training, other serious training that we're having. But right here, we want everybody to read. Why are we sending clothes to Africa? Why? What is Pan-Africanism? Why did the president of Gambia write the New Black Panther Party and write me personally? Why do we have an international ambassador in England? Why do we have representative to this French-speaking world, Brother Kimura, in Senegal? Why are we in Africa? Talk to your children about this. How do we get to America? What were our names before we got here? How were our names changed? What happened to us? Who is Marcus Garvey? Who is Elijah Muhammad? Who is Malcolm X? Why was there a need for a Black Panther Party? And why is there a need for a new Black Panther Party? There's a host of education right here in this paper for those that are listening. And then when you can master the paper, you master what's called the doctrine. What is our position on all of these matters? What is our position? This paper here, the ballot or the bullet, clarifies our position on the election. This paper makes it clear what our position is in a political year. And it is not a choice between Democrats and Republicans. It is a choice between electoral politics or politics and true liberation, freedom, and independence. That is the choice, and that is the talk, and that is the line that we should be pushing. That's the Panther line. And so this paper here is clarifying the Panther line and raising the questions again of a nation of our own and debating the theory that we live in a post-racial environment. So go through the paper, brothers and sisters. Look at what it's saying about our movement, given our history of our National Day of Action. Minister Sean Kwali and Sister Aza did a hell of a job on this paper. And all of you who want to be in the next newspaper, we need you to document your stories and send your photos in now. Don't wait because you'll miss it. Send it in now as we upgrade our paper and our communications and our website department. We are going to be first class when it comes to communications. And so, again, my dear brother, there's other materials that we have in the works right now, a new manual that is downsized but right to the point that gives all that you need to function effectively at this level right now is on the way. Also, the newspaper must be read and must be taught. If you don't know what to teach in your classes and in your meetings, you don't have to make up something. Just pick subject out of the newspaper and relate it to what's happening to you locally. Read Khalid Muhammad, The Bullet of the Bullet, from our teacher and our mentor. Read General Taco's article, Erase the Fear of Above Ground Self-Defense, as he gives a beautiful history of self-defense by black people in America. Read Sean Kwali's articles on Free Mumia. Why is Mumia in prison? Who are the political prisoners throughout the bounds and the hells of America? These are great subjects of learning. What are we saying about the paper? It's not just the money, brother. It's not just the recruiting. It's the learning. It's the development of our mind. Read my centerfold. Read the rating and the evaluation on the candidates. Meet the candidates. Read From Slave Diet to Nutritional Freedom by Aza Nadari. Read the articles on our birth rate and student midwives here. Read the articles on restoring womanhood and the beautiful poem called Frustrations of a Dark-Skinned Girl. It's about four solid pages just dedicated to the sisters alone. Read the good works that come out of New Jersey and Divine Allah and Capital City Youth Development Council. So that's all I'm saying, brother. Let's tune up with this paper. Let's tune our minds up and become real sharp and just start doing this thing all the way around, mentally, morally, spiritually, and physically. and we will give you all that you need here to survive on. I'll take the next question.
Okay. Caller at 415-571. You're now on the air, New Black Panther Radio. Give us your question, your comment.
Black Power, this is Queen 90 from San Francisco. And first, before I ask my question, I just want to thank Brother Shabazz for these body blows of truth, as I call them, you know, for what you said today and prior today. But what I wanted to say is that I want to talk about Lisa Gray. She's a woman who comes from a woman of color. Her father is Caucasian, though, but she's out here doing her thing with Poor Magazine. And, you know, those are my folks, though, that's true. But what this woman has accomplished, she started Poor Magazine from a car, but now there's been land acquired in Oakland. She managed to get some land in Oakland. So that was my question. Would that be one of the goals? Because it's one thing to have the monetary bank account up, but what about far as, you know, like land ownership and things like that, and that way we can create more jobs and have brothers and sisters become construction workers and, you know, just build our nations like that. My bottom line is, you know, what about a declaration of sovereignty? Is that one of the goals, you know, pretty much?
Yes. And let me explain in what way. You know, we have allies in the Red Nation, and there is some moves that we're making. I don't want to explain all of them on this phone call, but let me suffice to say that there are many in the Red Nation, some of them coming from our sister Yonazdaha in the Nation of Islam. Because I've been in this movement for a while, and we have a decent reputation, it has put me in the position where I get certain offers from other people throughout America who believe in sovereignty and who practice sovereignty and who have the land already and want to offer some of the land to black people and for us to work together. And so what I can tell you, sister, is that is part of the plan. And if we can just continue to do what we're doing as an organization or as a movement, I can get freed up to handle the real major moves that I could make for our people. Let me put it like that. If the New Black Panther Party would just do its job in this hour and free me up to make the greater moves that I could make on our behalf, then you will see delegations going to South Dakota and North Dakota and making land deals for our people, while people can go and live and grow and support ourselves and establish some parts of sovereign territory throughout America. Yes, and that have to go and talk about raising those millions of dollars. There's some red brothers and sisters that got the land already. And so the answer is yes, sister. The answer is yes. In general, before I forget, all of those that want to join our movement, you can text 502-299-8530. 502-299-8530. My sister, we believe in a nation and land of our own. There is no doubt about it. And which we'll strive and drive to do anything we can to get some territory of our own within this territory. But ultimately, we know that our most friendly and favorable home will ultimately be in Africa.
Right, sister. Thank you for the call. Yes, sir. Thank you for the question, sister. We'll go right now to James Muhammad, who has a question for you. Brother James Muhammad. 904-613.
Black Power. Black Power. Dr. Malik, praise the Lord, brother. It's a pleasure being up there with you in Washington, D.C., you and Brother Imam Akbar. I just wanted to reassure brothers and sisters that in the time that we've been on this call, like I had to make an errand in that time of about 20 minutes. I was able to sell 10 papers. So the paper will move. And when you were talking about having faith, don't doubt this. This is not a religious paper. It's a paper about black people, about our struggle and the things that are happening. So the paper will move. And once removed from the paper, I can bear witness to what you're saying. The vision is much, much bigger. I just wanted to make that comment. So if anybody's doubting whether the paper will move, let me say this. Brother was out today. Brother McHale sold 80 papers in about an hour and a half.
Okay, well, let's go over the mathematics on that then. If in 80 papers in an hour and a half and 10 papers in 20 minutes, 10 papers in 20 minutes is $20 in 20 minutes. Now, let's say you had to give back whatever you had to give back to the chapter or to the paper re-up fund. Say you had to give a dollar back and a dollar went to you. That's still in 20 minutes, $10 profit and $10 back to the re-up fund. I mean, either way, how you going to lose? If you went on for an hour, that would be $30. If you slowed down and only did a little bit till you finish, you would still make $15, $16 an hour. If you said he made 80 sales, that's $160. And so, brother, I mean, are y'all listening? It's money in the paper. There's no dishonor. You're not a paper boy. You're
that's
a revolutionary
right.
with a liberating message. You're a savior with a message of salvation. We're not paper boys. We're not paper girls. We're revolutionaries with a life-saving message to help our people. And so, black man, you're just reconfirming it. And I know it's hot in Florida. I know it's hot in Florida. We want to get, man, I can't wait till the next paper. I might just put George Zimmerman's face on the front cover with a noose around it, saying this is what he deserves if found guilty. Am I still on?
Yes, yes. I had to take a pause for the conversation.
Hey, that's real. Just found guilty for all of
yes,
the, all of this,
yes,
all of the, whoever spies on the telephone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
That would be a hell of a cover, though, wouldn't it? Just Zimmerman's head with a noose around it. New Black Panther. I think that would sell fast.
You had to talk off the air, Rich. let me get the next call in here. 904-705. You're on the air with our mighty national champion. Please give us your question, Black Power. 904-705. Your mic's open. You got a question. Right, we'll keep it moving. 904-554. You got a question. The national chairman's on.
Black Power, what's the status of Hashim Nzinga? What can we do to help that brother?
Yes, that is a very relevant and excellent question. Right now, Hashim's matter is a legal matter, and I am helping the legal team. I'm one of his co-counsels, and my assignment really this week is to, you know, probation officers. How many of y'all been on probation? Raise your black hand. I'm going to put my black hand up strong. I've been on probation too. Now, probation officers and parole officers are not always fair, and they don't always follow the right procedures. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And so basically in Hashim's case of parole, that his parole officer did not follow the right procedures in terms of informing him that he could not have a firearm. And so basically we're working on undoing Hashim's incarceration and getting him out of jail on the false charge that he possessed a firearm as a felony, and trying to undo his felony, which was just a felony over some debt that he owed. It's another story. And he was vamped on, treated unfairly by his parole officer after coming on TV with this George Zimmerman situation. They surrounded him with about 20 or more officers. 20 to 30 pigs surrounded him in the parole office and locked him up the day after he went on CNN talking about this bounty on Zimmerman. I did not tell him to go out there doing that. He did not tell me where he was going, so you can't blame it on me because I would have told him not to do that. He did not inform me of the facts, and he wanted to go on out there and do that. But anyway, he's still our chief of staff, and he has what's called political credit in the bank, meaning he's done so much in the struggle for myself and Dr. Collard over the years that he has some credit in the bank, and we can help him out no matter what, because that's our brother. And so bottom line is this case is up to the lawyers, and we're asking the people to support the lawyers. His lead counsel is that warrior lawyer in Atlanta, Mawuli Davis. And I as the co-counsel, and we need some funds to be raised up so that Mawuli can get paid. I don't have to get paid to help Hashim and Zynga, but so Mawuli can get paid and we can beat the attempt to revoke his probation. You know, it's the probation officer, not parole, I'm sorry. All of them mess up on procedures, parole and probation. But in this case, probation officer really just vamped on, flipped the script and vamped on Hashim. Before that, he didn't hardly even have to report at all. And the pressure came from on high, and they vamped, cracked down on Hashim. And so we got to get him out. I speak to him almost every other day or so, and I'm confident that his case is a weak case. He did not violate the law. He did not possess no gun as a felon. There are no facts to support that, but there are facts to support that the sheriffs are behind trying to make this something that it wasn't, and behind pumping and hyping this up. And so some of the people out there are learning the lesson. Y'all got to take this Panther Party seriously. Y'all be thinking that this ain't no big deal here sometimes. And sometimes if you just see one or two Panthers in your city around you, you might say, well, this ain't no big deal. The hell if it ain't. And you put this badge on and say you with this, this has a serious track record. And it is feared by the white man. And the better we make it, the more it's going to be feared. That's just how it's going to go. The more we improve, the more enemies we're going to have. And so we better get this thing right. Better get this thing right now. This is a great time. All right, so look, we'll keep fighting on Hashim's behalf. We just need y'all to give some money. Just have faith and give money. And I got to give you credit. Y'all been doing good at giving money. You gave up some decent money on the paper. And just have faith. And when we ask, give money to support our causes. We'll put it to good use. And we got to get in the rhythm. Really stay. We have to stay in the rhythm and the habit of just giving up that money. And talking to black people in our community that support us and convincing them to donate and tithe to our causes. And they will do it. I'll take a couple more, then I got to go.
Okay, for right now, we got one more question online, sir. This call comes from Virginia. This is Sister Sylvia. She has a question for you. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. This is Sister Chuma in VA. One question, and I found this to be an issue ever since I first joined the party, and it would be the black woman versus black man issue that we have as far as the level of respect that we have for one another, which I feel personally causes a lot of issues as far as how we are able to work with each other. And I wanted to know, was there any way that we can rectify that, or how do we? You know, how do we get to that point where we kind of come out of that post-traumatic slave syndrome where we can have that respect for one another as far as dating or, you know, being in relationships or whatever else within the party, and still be able to work.
Yes. What a question. What a question. I would say, my sister, we have to establish the rules, laws, and respect for the black women in the party first. I think that would be the first field goal and a continuing goal, and to make reforms inside of the party. We have to make reforms in that area. We have to put an end to sexual harassment in the revolutionary workplace. Did you hear what I said? An end to sexual harassment in the revolutionary workplace. And I say that on both sides of it. A sister should be able to come into any organization, any church, any organization, any Panther Party chapter, and be able to come in and to serve the organization without being harassed or hounded for a date by either her co-workers or her supervisors. She should not be subjected to unwanted advances or unwanted comments. Seriously, that is going to be part of the new manual. There's an anti-sexual harassment policy. Because what happens is we'll lose good sisters who will come in, and the brothers just start jumping them right away. Any sister that's fine, just come in the organization. Only may God help you to survive. You know? I mean, obviously, we want to encourage a better structure. We want to encourage more marriages and encourage an honest dating policy where a brother and sister that really may like each other can honestly get along and know each other. But certainly, we ain't going to make this no damn whole house. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The new Black Panther Party, just because it's not a religious organization, is not going to become Sodom and Gomorrah. Matter of fact, I think we've already learned them lessons. I think we've already learned those lessons and will be much wiser in the future. Of course, we want revolutionary wives and queens. And so we can honestly go about that without disrupting the operations, go right ahead. But the sisters should not be subject to any unwanted advances. On the other hand, sisters, you can't come in the party, some sisters, certainly not all, but a few. You can't come in looking for other than what is the real assignment as well. This is an organization designed to help black people. You can't just come in because you admire or you find brother so-and-so cute or brother so-and-so cute. And you can't come in freaking either. The black woman cannot come into the organization or the chapters or, for that matter, the mosque or the church just on a soul mission looking to find a man. So we'll try to straighten it up, sisters. The basic rules is that let's come into this looking for the liberation of our people and try to stay away right now from too many interpersonal relationships. Stay away from these interpersonal relationships and be more modest and stay out of these interpersonal relationships and certainly sexual relationships unless they're going to be serious relationships that seriously are going to end up in courtship or marriage, because all of that mess inside of the chapters hurts. You with a sister, one minute and y'all dating and y'all doing, y'all did the hanky-panky or whatever, and the next minute, y'all broke up and she's talking to the lieutenant or she's talking, you know, it's a mess. You know, and so, you know, there it is. Let's keep our minds focused on revolution. You know, I think the black man will find his proper queen and the black woman, and the black woman will find her proper queen if we just go by the white rules. But that's not the first objective here. This is not the objective here. This is not the dating game. It's not a dating ground, the new Black Panther Party. This is about struggle, you know. And if God blesses a brother and sister to find his wife or husband around here, then good luck. But other than that, we just got to really be cool, you know.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, sir.
All right, then. Well, that's it, Black man. We'll proceed on with this mission. To everybody who is on the phone line, stand by for further instructions. We're out.
Right. Black power. Brothers and sisters, that, of course, is our national chairman. We thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in. Stay tuned in. You all, most of you all get the national text, and you're on the Facebooks, the networks, and the websites. Be sure to tune in for the next edition of Black Power Radio. But definitely, definitely right now, go to the website. Those that can, go to the website, dayofactionmovement.org or newblackpanther.com, and donate for the release of our National Chief of Staff, Minister Hashim Nzingo. You'll see a donate tab and a PayPal link. You can donate right now. They go right there to secure the legal funds and legal fees of Minister and Chief of Staff Hashim Nzinga, so we can work for his ultimate release and freedom, so he can get back to his family and working within this cause. And also prepare for May 19th, Day of Action Movement number 4, where we're asking you to work and organize for black people in your own communities, in your own cities, in your own towns and streets. And, of course, you heard the national chairman say he's doing a Tuba to Johnny Express, so you can send your clothes if you got clothes to D.C., or you can collect clothes on your own. And, of course, round them up so we can get them to our people in need in Africa and, of course, our people here in the United Snakes of America. And so I'm your brother, servant, comrade, Brother Sean Kwali, signing off at this point, saying thank you for listening. Be sure to spread this message around and spread the wildfire of revolution, liberation, and black power. Black power for black people.